14M.
Listen to a report about the famous English seaside town Brighton. You will hear it in short sections. Answer the questions during the pauses. You will hear the sections only once. Read the questions before you start.
Brighton's story. 8 million tourists cannot be wrong. That is how many visitors the city of Brighton attracts every year. No mean feat when the city itself only has a population of just 273,000.
Time for a change.
The town started out in 500 AD as a Saxon fishing village called Bristol Mestoon, which roughly translates as Bright Helmet Town. It was probably named after the Saxon warrior Brighthelm, who was killed on the South Downs nearby. At first, Brighton was not an especially rich town. Early records value the town at just £12. However, during the 18th century, as the fishing industry began to decline, Brighton reinvented itself as a fashionable spa town. This was partly thanks to doctors of the period, like Richard Russell, who claimed that drinking seawater would cure asthma, cancer, deafness, and rheumatism. When the future King of England, Prince George, began coming to Brighton for health benefits, hundreds of others followed, including celebrities like Charles Dickens and Lewis Carroll, the author of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Now, in the 21st century, the town has reinvented itself once again. Because of the many digital or new media companies springing up in the area, people have begun referring to the town as Silicon Beach.
Legendary Pier.
The most famous landmark in Brighton is its pier. Every Christmas, it is seen by millions of Brits in the Snowman cartoon, when a boy and a friendly snowman fly over the town en route to the North Pole. The pier has also featured in TV series such as Doctor Who and Midsummer Murders, and in numerous movies. Its boards have been trodden by many celebrities, including ABBA, who won Eurovision in Brighton back in 1974, Johnny Depp, who filmed scenes from the movie Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street there, and Jamie Oliver, who has opened an Italian restaurant nearby. Brighton Pier also draws thousands of lovers from all over the UK because, like Las Vegas, you can also get married there.
Celebrity Town.
Although the royal family no longer spend their summers in Brighton, the town does have plenty of famous residents. These include Simon Cowell, record producer and X Factor judge, Kate Blanchett, also known as Lady Galadriel in Lord of the Rings, Noel Gallagher from the band Oasis, and Fatboy Slim, whose free concert on Brighton Beach was so popular it attracted 250,000 fans. The chaos caused by the event was so serious, Brighton police banned him from performing for 5 years afterwards. The actor Ralph Brown, who starred in the Star Wars movie The Phantom Menace, also lives in Brighton, and this might help to explain a strange statistic connected with the town. During a survey of religions in the UK, the city of Brighton had the highest number of people who declared their religion as Jedi.
Brighton Rock.
Brighton, like many seaside towns, sells rock as a tourist souvenir. Not the stony mineral that lies under the soil, but a hard candy made in long sticks. What people remember about this candy is that the word Brighton, written at the top, goes all the way through to the bottom. No matter where you slice the stick, you will still see the word Brighton. In Graham Greene's famous novel Brighton Rock, one character argues that human nature does not change. It's like those sticks of rock. Bite all the way down, and you'll still read Brighton. Maybe it's true that human nature does not change, but Brighton itself is constantly changing. 1,500 years later, Brighton is a world away from Bright Helmet Town and worth a great deal more than £12.